creation.
Part of the community. The next idea.
It doesn't always look like the dots connect, but they do.
No matter how you slice and dice the numbers, the fact is Americans cannot boast about our voter participation. The U.S. Election Project tells us in last fall's election, about one in every two eligible voters sat it out. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea has something she hopes will whip up interest in voting at a young age. Sandra Stahl and the team at Citizen Detroit are finalists in the Knight Foundation's Cities Challenge with this idea, a Happy 18th Birthday Citizenship Kit. Sandra, welcome to The Next Idea. What is this Happy 18th Birthday Kit?
Hi. Thanks, Cynthia. Well, the Happy 18th Birthday Kit is an idea to celebrate Detroiters by mailing them a local citizenship kit when they turn 18 and become eligible to vote for the first time. We want to make it a big deal when they turn 18.
What kinds of things would be in the kit?
It would include a local guide to elections, illustrated and fun, that would tell you what does the mayor do, what does the city council do, where can you get registered, where and when can you vote, and how important our local elected officials are to our lives, especially because high school government classes tend to focus on the federal government. It would also include some Detroit-themed gifts and something that you could wear to the polls on election day and upload a selfie.
And I understand, is there going to be a personal message to each recipient?
Yes. We have hundreds of participants in our regular Citizen Detroit voter education programming that are always asking, where are all the young people? Our participants tend to skew much older, more the regular voting population. And so we're going to ask them to identify young people in their lives who are going to be turning 18 soon and write them personal messages about the importance of voting, how important their voice is in Detroit's future.
And how did you happen to enter the Knight Challenge with this idea?
Well, one of the key focus areas of the Knight Cities Challenge is encouraging robust civic engagement. And I think we got lucky in thinking of what we think is a pretty unique and fun idea, inspired actually by the Finnish baby box, where the government of Finland sent baby supplies and prenatal information to new mothers, to every new mother in the country, actually. And it drastically reduced infant mortality rates. And I'd just been reading about that when the Knight Cities Challenge came up. And we were trying to think of ways to reach out to younger voters. And, you know, it occurred to me that when you turn 18, it's a big life transition. You might be graduating high school. People might be leaving their parents' homes. But becoming eligible to vote, it doesn't really occur to a lot of people. It's kind of an afterthought. So that's how the package idea came up.
Now, is this happening yet, or is it still just an idea?
Well, we're a finalist in the grant challenge.
So the Knight funding would let you get this thing off the ground. Why do you think younger people are less involved politically?
I think there are a number of reasons. So I work with a church youth ministry, and when I talk to students, there are some who are definitely going to vote, and it's because their parents talk to them about it. And there are others who say they're not going to vote. I know for some of them, they have parents who have not voted before, or, you know, don't make a big deal about it. I think that youth in parts of Detroit feel really disengaged and feel a lack of agency in their communities, and so feel that their vote doesn't matter. That's what I've heard. It doesn't matter anyway. But studies do show that asking young people to vote and having personal conversations with them does increase voter turnout. And I've also seen that in my own personal experiences talking with students about voting.
So the idea is this package could prime the pump and get them more engaged. How easily might this idea be scaled up to involve other cities?
Well, that's what we hope to find out. A big piece of our grant proposal is on assessment, on really looking at what kind of impact does this project have on increasing voter turnout? Does the inclusion of a personal message make a difference? And so I think that if we can show that there is an impact, that there is a bang for the buck, then there can be a case made for replication and scaling up.
Sandra Stahl with Citizen Detroit. Their Welcome to Voting Age Birthday Kit is a finalist for the Knight Foundation's Cities Challenge. And They'll find out later in the spring if they indeed get some funding. Sandra, thanks so much for being a part of The Next Idea.
Thank you.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.